Here we are, hitting up events, drinking our way through Chicago beer, and trying not to miss a thing.
Yeah, because, you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
You know, all you have to do is add some fruit, stir it up, and ride that milkshake wave.
Whenever I see him, I got to take a photo with the most decorated brewer in Chicago, Jonathan Cutler.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
Sometimes you want a small beer, but really, you want a big beer.
You got to take in all those big, aromatic hops.
Hey, what are you doing this weekend? Waiting in line for a bottle release?
You should have never been a fad. The Black IPA is delicious.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got the purple going. Purple shirt. Purple cans.
Fucking A, man.
I don't got no purple on.
No, you don't. Well, no. You got some hint. You got some purple hits. Yeah. Got a few purple hits. Not enough to
it's
really
like
call
purple
it purple.
A purple outline instead of a black outline.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're drinking some IPA because yesterday was National IPA Day.
Oh, man.
Which I should have cracked one of these yesterday, and I did not. So here we are.
Every day's IPA Day, Brad.
Right. When every beer is some sort of IPA.
Yeah. What is this? This is Glacial Mist from Alarmist.
Right. This just feels like IPA. Not West Coast, definitely not New England, not American, not Belgian, not black, not... What else we got?
It's interesting. Brute. Oh, yeah. Brute. Or white. You know, for a second, white IPA was a thing because It was the Hef. It was basically a Hef, but they just hopped it up and said, here's your white IPA.
Not double, not triple.
They say they brew this with their house yeast.
Okay.
A Canadian Pilsner malt, along with some New Zealand hops and Cashmere hops.
Yeah, this beer, they've had for a little while, and it feels almost out of place for Alarmist. That's like pantsless, juice, it just like this calming... like forest on the can. I don't know. It's like relaxing.
They're taking a break from the norm with this one. Is that what a cold IPA is? Is an IPA with lager yeast?
Yeah. Oh, is this a cold IPA?
Well, because that cold IPA is a thing, and I'm not clear on what it is.
Right. Yeah. It uses lager yeast.
Yeah. So maybe that's what this is.
This is a cold IPA.
There you go.
All right. It's just tasty. It's not, I wouldn't say it's up there in a beer you're going to remember, but it's good. It hits the spot.
Cold IPA is fermented at lower temperatures than what a normal fermented ale is.
Oh, but it uses normal yeast?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it uses the lager yeast.
Hmm. Huh. Okay. Why'd we have that mixed up anyway?
Yeah.
We're not even halfway through these beers and we're already providing misinformation. Okay. Damn. All right, but we're gonna keep sipping on these. I picked these up when I stopped by Alarmist this week, and they are currently going through like the brewer change, so there wasn't really anything different on nothing like outside of the core lineup.
Yeah,
like this pantsless Jew, the black. For black IPA of Aju or Buju, that's Aju,
Lujuice.
Yeah. Oof. It's been a long week. I'm all over the place.
It's Friday. It's a Friday instead of the normal Thursday recording here.
But yeah, it was not too busy in there, but good little hang. Definitely had a few pints. Got myself the Helles and a Pantsless, and just all around a good little night hanging out at Alarmist.
I think Pantsless is the one I like the most over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did grab a 4-pack of that with the 4-pack of this. So that was my like stock up and grab something for the show kind of beer.
Right on. Now, you riding bikes to Alarmist or what?
I drove that day. I think it was too hot. It was just like... You don't always want to get to a place and then be like, I'm wet.
Yeah.
Just like all sweaty and just be like, all right, well, now this is me sitting here sweaty and just like.
I got this helmet.
Yeah. I hope no one sits. Don't sit next to me because I'm hot and like leave me alone, sort of.
I got this sweet electric bike. I gotta keep one eye on that.
So I drove.
Okay.
Good little hang. But you were out and about quite a bit, so.
You know, I was hitting Brad up. I'm like, Brad, we gotta go do the thing, man. He was like, man, I'm setting this one out. So I'm like, all right, fine. I guess I'll go.
Smokeout.
Windy City Smokeout. Great name.
Nothing to do with weed.
No cannabis at all involved.
Even though that'd be a great name for.
It would be. It's weird because they have hats that just say Smokeout on them. And, you know, it's got the pig. Their icon or logo is a pig with a guitar strapped to his back.
Okay.
But this hat just says Smokeout, so that could mean anything.
Right. So they could swap the pig for just smoking a blunt or something instead of the guitar.
There was a huge, Willie Nelson was the Thursday night actor. It was a huge poster.
How is this not a smokeout?
Huge poster of Willie Nelson getting stoned that everyone couldn't wait to take pictures by. Hmm. Yeah. Smokeout is now by United Center. It's directly in front of United Center. In the parking lot, they close the street off. All the parking lots for UC are used for this event.
Okay.
So a couple two, tree blocks worth of parking lots.
Because it was like right next to the river.
Yeah, it was so like near where the Circus Olay would be, where the old Beer Hoptacular used to be.
Yeah.
Like right across the street from Chicago Tribune headquarters. So what's that like, Halsted and Chicago Ave-ish?
Yeah.
Okay. Right down there, just like this empty lot. I think that we were saying talking about this.
By the casino's gonna go.
Is that where the casino's going?
Yeah.
Okay, that's funny. Yeah, the one that those days were good because you could it was along the river. You get the river watch, see all the boats go by, mm-hmm. But then also there's like this grassy knoll that kind of separates the river from the event.
Okay.
So you could go like behind a vendor, and all these people would just be chilling on the grass. So you could kind of leave the party without leaving the event. You know what I mean?
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. You don't really get that option at UC. So, yeah, it was cool. Like 20 breweries and maybe like 5 cocktail producers from, you know, different restaurants. Federales was there.
Big Star?
Big Star was there. Three Dots and a Dash, that kind of shit.
Oh, okay.
It was good, man. It was good. This is a good party.
What was the beer sitch?
The beer sitch, I think I started with Spiteful Alley Time. That's the one that caught my attention. I was telling Brad in the pre-show, like, this is actually, like, I downloaded the app. There's a very weird collection of breweries. Like, I was trying to make sense of, like, why this collection of 20 breweries is at this party.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're all just kind of bringing their standard fare. But, yeah, I'll just read through some of the list real quick. 18th Street and Four Hands. Against the Grain, Alaskan. I wanted to see if Alaskan had that smoked porter.
Oh, I think she would have for the smoke out. They would have, right?
I fucked that up. Yeah, okay. That was on my list to do, too. Alter, Baja Brewing, whoever that is. Bell's, Blake's Hard Cider, Boulevard, Brewdog, Buckle Down, Budweiser, Burnt City, Elysian and Founders, Golden Road and Goose, Haymarket, Juneshine. Okay. Juneshine was there. Okay. I didn't stop by there either. I fucked this all up. Kona, Moody Tongue, Seattle Cider, and Shiner.
Okay. Someone brought some Juneshine to my house, and then we put it in this fridge, and then we've now unhooked the fridge because we're like, don't need it. And I'm like, I forgot to like put the Juneshine back in like a regular fridge.
Probably so the boots is not going to be happy.
It's basically bad, right? Because it's like.
Because it's kombucha. Can you sit kombucha on? Does it have shelf life? Like,
I don't know. What, like, from temperature? Getting cold to not. I have had it where it. We've done that a couple times, and it tastes bad.
Really?
I think it needs to, once it's cold, it needs to stay cold.
SCOBY, man. You got to take care of the SCOBY.
I don't know what's happening in this can.
Fuck, why didn't I get the Alaskan? I should have got the Alaskan Porter if it was there. I think I was just kind of bummed out. I was looking at some of the beers, and I'm just like, I wasn't inspired. I didn't feel inspired.
It's not a beer fest. It's a barbecue fest.
It's a barbecue and music fest. Yeah. So when you go in, your 50 or 60 bucks or whatever, I think is just for the music. Because you buy, everything's a la carte. You got to buy everything.
Well, what's the price of a beer?
Like $8? Yeah. $7, $8? You're 312?
That's like the price of drinking anywhere. So, like, fest beers always felt like they were more money, but now that's like the price.
Yeah, $8 for a pint is like par for the course, even for smaller beers. Mm-hmm. So Alley Time. And then Shiner Block, you know, I used to live in Texas, so I always get Shiner whenever I see it.
This is why you weren't inspired. Like, give me the trash. What do you got?
Give me the Budweiser of Texas, please.
Yeah. And you're just, yeah. All right. Did you get any barbecue?
Yeah. Okay. Got a few spots. There's a spot in L.A. that was my favorite. There was a spot called, it was the oldest.
You're going to get kicked out of like every people. You're going to be shunned saying L.A. barbecue.
Pappy's in St. Louis is one that we were, you know, everyone tells you got to get that first. But all they brought was like smoked ribs.
Okay.
That's it. They kind of mailed it in. And I was like, come on. You got to bring. No brisket? Nothing? No Cajun turkey? Nothing? You come and get these ribs, and that's the end of this list, bud.
What does L.A. spot have that won you over?
Their brisket, man.
Okay.
They had a great brisket. Their brisket had a nice smoke ring on it. You know, that made me happy. I saw it, and I'm like, yeah, give me that one. I want that. Yeah.
So. I have not tried smoking brisket yet.
No, me either. But I think did a good job of just kind of trying things from different, breweries, different barbecue places. You know.
Do they have like samples? Like I've never gone. Can you do like a Taste of Chicago kind of like little taste thing, or is it always like you gotta get a whole serving for like $10?
Right, $15. You want the burn-ins? You don't get the sample plate. You don't get a sample platter.
Okay.
You get the burn-ins, it's $15. You go somewhere else, you get the brisket, another $15.
Okay.
You get the smoked Cajun fritters.
That's kind of bummer. Yeah. Like, give me $5 and give me like one bite of brisket and a wing or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I take it back.
It wasn't brisket.
It wasn't L.A.
Oh, okay.
There was an L.A. one there. The one I got was called Truth Barbecue.
Where?
Central. It was Austin, Texas. Central Texas style brisket, whatever that means.
All right. That's more respectful.
So it was not the L.A. place. I'm looking at pictures. It all comes at you. Life comes at you fast at this fucking festival, Brad. Yeah.
Like saying the LA barbecue is the best. It's like saying, oh, I've had the best tacos in Canada.
I mean, yeah. It was Truth Barbecue, Texas made. Okay. Central Texas brisket was the best.
That's respectable.
Yeah. Because there's this one joint, and it's like, I forget the name of them. I think they were called, you know, they were the oldest family-owned smokehouse in Texas was their tagline. But then I'm looking at the people walk away with it, and I'm just like, it just looked very like cafeteria style, like, you know, it looked kind of dry. It didn't look like it had much of a, I'm a big fan of like the little charring.
Yeah.
And then it just didn't look that great. So, but this one did, had the look and everything. So good for them.
All right.
What else? I think after that, I just started hitting cocktails. So, yeah.
Okay. Were they all like canned cocktails or were they just making cocktails on the
fly? A mix of both, you know, shout out to Fella Raleigh's. They did a good job. They took care of you. You can get a big fishbowl of margarita if you want with a little blue curacao. And it's go time. You use $60 for this thing, and this is the only thing you're going to drink all day.
Are you walking around with a fishbowl?
And like two straws.
It's
amazing.
Is it like a plastic?
It's a plastic fishbowl. So now I got to go to like Michael's and get like some, you know, marbles or something to fill this fishbowl. So I can keep it. Who else? It was Fella Raleigh's and Three Dots.
Okay.
They did a good job. You know who didn't do a good job? I thought I was paying $11 for what was called a spicy marg, but then they gave me a spicy marg cider. Okay. I mean seltzer. It was a spicy marg seltzer.
Oh, that's also gross.
In a can. And who did this to me? I was like, this is not cool, man. I was jacked about it, too. Fuck.
Spicy margarita seltzer?
Yeah, so that's a picture of it. It doesn't say hard seltzer on the board. It just lists the names.
It's a tequila seltzer. Their tequila drinks are pretty good.
Yeah. Mamitas is the name of the crew. But it was kind of misleading because they don't give you the full descriptor. They just tell you it's Mamitas and this is the flavor. I guess I'm supposed to know that it's a seltzer. I thought a spicy marg, man, it was a marg.
Yeah.
So, and then they pull out this can and it's 5% and clear. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that kind of... Having a clear margarita just kind of messes with your...
A clear, like, spicy margarita.
It just, like, messes with what you're supposed to drink. I think that, you know, it's the same idea. I don't think that's why, like, clear Pepsi back in the day when that was a thing. It doesn't really work because it doesn't visualize very well when you get it. Like, I think we talked about the idea of, like, having a margarita. You're having a margarita because it looks good. You don't want a margarita that's clear, and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Your margarita looks like, you know, fuzzy water. It looks like whatever the fuzzy water is, yeah.
Right.
Pellegrino. It looks the same.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
So,
I don't know. It sounds like a good event. I've never gone, and like I was disappointed. I just couldn't join you to go. I was like, oh my god, if this would have been like last week or maybe even next week, this week was just craziness.
Yeah.
And the power went out on Wednesday.
Oh shit, up here?
Never happened.
That's right. In Chicago. The power went out at Rev, they were saying too.
Yeah. Like I think a transformer blew over here.
Yeah. But you know, Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. start is kind of that's a tough assignment. Mm-hmm. So. But yeah, it was cool, man. You meet people from all over, you know. We're from Nebraska. We're from Florida. They come up just for this.
Go back.
Whoa, Brad. Welcome to Chicago is what we should be saying. Enjoy the food, enjoy the weather.
All right. And then you made it out to the newest brewery in the state.
Yeah, man. Chicagoland, possibly Illinois' newest brewery. Flipside.
Flip Mode Squad.
You know, there's a Flipside Brewing. If you go to Twitter, there's a Flipside Brewing out of like Manchester, England.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm like, this is how.
I guess the copyright law, maybe they're not going to compete, right?
Oh, because they're different countries?
Yeah.
You have to, if open in a place, you have to know, right?
Right. Yeah. So our Flipside, there was probably like a, as long as you're never going to sell beer outside of the United States.
Yeah. They are Flipside Brewery. And they are in Nottingham, England. This is Flipside Brewing.
Okay.
And they are in Tinley Park, Illinois.
All right.
Yeah.
And so they took over the old 350 space.
Yes.
All the equipment and like, does the bar look the same?
Yeah, it was turnkey. So they had
the bar is like too big there.
They have a very big bar and it goes around the corner.
It reminds me of Black Long a little bit. Not that Black Long is too big. But
the bar is most of the space.
Yeah.
There's way more bar and brewery than there are seats.
Yeah, Flipside, the space is too small for that bar. Black Lung, the space is appropriate for that bar.
Yeah. So, Flipside, completely different color scheme, but the exact same layout. So, I'm talking to Eric Pfizer. He's the old brewer. And we talked about, it was a bar at Yorktown Mall that closed. We were thinking it was a brewery.
Oh, we thought it was like Gordon Beer or something
like that. Because I'm like, you remember that party? And he's like, yeah, it was the beer house. And there was a lot of folks there as if a brewery was closing because it was just a very popular suburban hang. But the bar in the mall was closing, and that's why we couldn't figure out what the name of the brewery was because it wasn't a brewery. Yeah. But he did brew at Rock Bottom, Lombard. So he left. He was a co-founder of 350. Things didn't work out. He split, went to Rock Bottom Lombard. Left there and started the program at Milk Money. And then.
Okay. So, what's happening with Milk Money then?
It sounds like Milk Money didn't pay him for like 6 months. Remember, we talked about how ownership and, you know, brewing and how if they're not the same people, they might fall out of sync, right? I think we talked about that. It sounds like that's exactly what this was. So.
Okay. Because I remember seeing, I haven't gone to Milk Money yet. I've had their beer at Beer Under Glass, and I want to go there. The food looks good. And I remember seeing during the pandemic, they were like basically looking for investors.
Yeah, oh, shit.
And I was like, this just seems like a horrible time to try to pull this all off.
Yeah.
Not that I was looking. I've already invested in Alarmist. I'm not going to invest in another one.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of it. And I was like, that just sucks that. You know, they raise money from people and then you're not paying your people.
What kind of shit is this? What kind of shit is this? Yeah. And I was like, and we were laughing about it. And I'm like, this is only funny because you've come out on the other end of it. You know, you clearly got things rolling again. You got a new spot. So that's why I'm laughing at this. But that's not a funny thing. Like, imagine, like, you're working for 6 months and don't get fucking paid. I'm like, this is bizarre.
Yeah. So, what's your limit? Would you work for someone before and not get paid?
I mean,
with them being like, "We'll get you."
The arrangement, yeah. We'll get you.
We're gonna get you. When do you cut off? 3 months?
I don't know.
I feel like
right?
3 months is kind of.
That's about as max right there, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you believe in them and they're doing other stuff, I don't know.
If you're like friends with them, you might go longer.
Yeah.
3 to 4 is kind of like the. That's when you like, are not putting any effort after like 3 months. Yeah. You're like, well. I'm not like trying.
Sounds like things were a little bit of a train wreck over at Milk Money. So I think like him and like he's got like three or four of the staff from Milk Money, and they all work at this place.
Man, I've been not that I don't. You never want to see a business close or anything, and I definitely don't want to like. But if they're doing that, that sucks. Then they should get that figured out. But I have wanted to go to Milk Money and see the space. Food, like I said, food looked good.
So I'm like, well, I've known this guy for a while, so I wanted to go check it out. And plus, you know, I'm from the South Burbs, you know. Like, my mom still lives out there. So went out there to check it out. It was a good hang. They said their top-selling beer from opening night was their was Haunted Past. It's an English Mild, 3.8%. They said people have been crushing this English Mild. People have been crushing this English Mild since they came out there. I got the I got the American IPA.
Okay.
And then I also tried the Howdily Doodly Neighbor. It's a collaboration with Workforce.
Okay. So you did try the
Mild. I didn't make it to the Mild. Okay. I think I got two beers and I was in a hurry, so I split. But it was good to catch up, you know. So went out there for that. It's a good hang if you're on that side. I mean, if you go out to Tinley Park off the expressway, it says Welcome to Beer Country.
Yeah, Songgrowler,
you know what I'm saying?
50, Hailstorm, Brothership, and there's one more.
Yeah, and then you got massive beer bars out there. You know, the barbecue chain out there is a massive, you know, 40 draft system.
Mm-hmm. And then bottles and cans.
You thought you're thinking an empty bottle.
Oh, empty bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So all that stuff's out in Tinley. So once you're out there, you can just do the rounds.
So you went to all of them.
I went to one more. I'm old, Brad.
I only go to like, I was just out there and you're like, did you go to the other ones? Nope, I just went to Songgrowl. I went to the taco and I got this Jesus beer and I left.
Oh man, no, that's right. They got the, He Has Risen. Right. And it's like Jesus hitting a bong or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you talking about? Oh yeah, I went to Hailstorm. Shout out to Hailstorm. Will Turner's joint. It feels like they're expanding.
Oh, that's what, I totally forgot Will. I still, in my mind, think he's at...
Open Outcry.
Yeah.
No, Will's at Soundgrowler. I mean...
a Hailstorm.
He's a Hailstorm.
That's awesome. How... I haven't had beer probably since the time we were hanging out at... we did that Christmas beer review and we drank all, like, someone brought, like, the Vlad's. Because that's Hailstorm, right?
Yep.
That was the last time I had Hailstorm, and that was probably four years ago now?
Yeah, I remember. I think it was 2017 when Prairie Madness took a gold at JBF, and then they also won for their Maybach. It was a Rock Out with Maybach out. Maybach took a medal that year. And so I had the Prairie Madness. When I was thinking, as I'm drinking it, I thought the same thing. I probably haven't had this beer since it won in 2017.
Okay.
Nice beer. Just a straight up American IPA. It's got a much darker hue. It's got like a deep golden. It's almost got like a deep golden brown hue. Like it's dark. It's way darker than you would expect an IPA to be.
Okay.
That's pretty good. Dominatrix is their triple IPA. You know, we'd get the party going with a little Dominatrix. That's a fun beer.
Had you noticed the Will Turner influence yet, or they have like they were established, so they're not like, I feel like, what's he bringing to this table?
Well, yeah,
besides fixing their like
image mostly,
right?
Yeah, stopping them from just like a full on revolt, you know, customer revolt, right?
Yeah.
No, but like to your point, they have a ton of flagships already in flight. So when I was there, they did have a lemon kettle sour on, and it was a slushy, lemon kettle sour slushy. And they served it with whipped cream and a cherry. So I had that on the patio. Huh. That's not something I've seen before from there. But the other beers I've had before.
Okay.
So, but yeah. But no, we're not seeing any of the stuff, some of those older styles that Will's known for.
Because if you would have told me Hailstorm had a mild, I'd be like, oh, that's Will Turner's influence something like that. Or, Hoppy Red or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But maybe he's just like, I'm here to like just make sure you guys don't fall apart.
Yeah.
And like I don't need to work hard.
So, not that. different philosophy from what maybe his previous roles. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he's not necessarily there to turn things around. He's there to just kind of like, hey, you're captain of the ship now. We don't really need turning around.
We are sinking.
Yeah.
We just need like a little, we need a new captain.
Yeah. Or rather, captain jumped over. So we're on the course here, but we're captainless. Can you please? We got captain. Yeah.
Yeah. Because what? For anyone who didn't know,
Miller.
Steve Miller. I'm forgetting.
Yeah. Oh, Slapshot. But yeah. After Slapshot was his thing, but when Slapshot folded, they came back as a Embrutal Fire Rabbit under some name, like something past. Whispers Past, some forgettable name.
Okay.
But then he went to Brickstone.
Right.
And then left there and went to Hailstorm.
Right. And he basically had inappropriate things he was doing with the staff, right?
I think he, it came out like 6 months after the fact that he was kind of like way too aggressive at a bar with a female in the beer industry.
Okay.
You know, like a little too aggressive. Yeah. Bordering assault kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah. So he was out. And they're like, what do we do now? Like, well, you go get the greatest living brewer there is. You go get Will Turner.
That we know isn't going to do that.
And he's got South roots. You know, he's, you know, I think he lives out that way. And like, you know, like we said, he was brewing at Open Outcry anyway. So he just went a little further south.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Yeah, I haven't made it out to Tinley Park in a long time. I feel like Maeve and I were talking that just previously, even before pandemic, we were like going to all these places and like more motivated to go places, and I just haven't been like, I'm gonna drive 2 hours and go here.
Yeah I think I was like, well shit, I need something for the show, and then I kind of do want to go to this place. And one rule is, like, if it's the first weekend they opened, no matter where it is, I'll go.
Okay.
And then I'll probably be, you know, I might be the only time I ever go. That's how, for ruin and eat for a long time. I went opening day, and I didn't go back for a long time.
Okay.
But I kind of like that feel, that energy. I get energetic about, this is the first time they're opening ever. All right, I want to go.
Yeah, okay.
So.
Yeah. I'm intrigued to check it out.
Yeah, his beers at Milk Money were good. Yeah. And it's a total 360 from what 350 was doing. Although, the layout is the exact same. But the food and the beer is totally different.
Okay. Oh, they sell food too. Nice. Any other stops or places you hit up?
No, man. Pretty full week. Damn, man. I'm really kicking myself about that Alaskan Porter now.
Buy another ticket.
Oh, get maybe in there. Go see Miranda Lambert Sunday night.
You know? All right.
Miranda Lambert. I don't really remember her name because it kind of rhymes a little bit. You know?
Yeah, all right. I don't. I have nothing to say on that. I don't even know. cool. We've mentioned Oak Park Microbrew coming up.
Yeah, man.
That's happening. We're trying to like set up an interview and just kind of find out what the status of the festival is and our event is. So hopefully we'll be able to get that out before the event and everything. Hopefully we'll be able to go to the event. Tickets are for sale. It's a great cause in Oak Park. It's a zero waste event.
Yeah, Seven Generations Ahead, I think, is the nonprofit.
Right. And at this point, it's going to be like almost like the fest that ends the summer.
I mean, well, shit, all these weird-ass fall beers are popping up.
Right. So, I was going to bring that up. The Oktoberfest beers are hitting the market. I got an email from Sketchbook today.
The old Sketchbook, huh?
Oktoberfest is on draft. They're like, oh, don't worry. We brewed a shit ton of this, and we will have it for official Oktoberfest. But it's ready to go now. Mm. I don't know how I feel about this. I do enjoy Oktoberfest.
I mean, it's a great style. I have Steins that I never use them until Oktoberfest season.
Right.
I got a handful of
Steins. Argus Steins. They're like classics.
You know what I mean? I never busted out until Oktoberfest season.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's good for that.
They got the Lederhosen?
Lederhosen is good for that. I do enjoy fall. There's less mosquitoes, you know.
Mm-hmm. The cicadas are fucking gone.
You know, not to sound corny, but you know, when the leaves and shit fall, that shit's cool.
It's beautiful.
The foliage, it's great. No. But you know, I'm full summer. I'm fucking flip flops. And are we going? Let's hang out outside, man, and hang out. Go to the beach. Let's do some summer shit.
Yeah, I feel like the Oktoberfest beer is hitting. I'm sort of game to go for it, but at the same, I'm like, accepting that the summer is over.
Back to school sales.
And then did I have a summer? You start to like question that. Like, did I enjoy the summer enough?
Did you summer it? Yeah.
Did I summer?
Did you summer? You got a summer, Brad. You got to get out here and do a summer thing. Mm-hmm. Even if you're going to be dead tired the next day.
You got a summer. That's why I should have went to smoke.
I was whooped after smoke. I went home and went right to bed. No, I mean, I ordered. It was
like 5 p.m.
I was dead tired. But you got to go. You, yeah. You got to do something, you know?
Right. Can I summer and drink Oktoberfest beers or no?
I don't know, man. I don't know about that.
If I drink Oktoberfest and then like a lemon shanty, does that?
Well, you know, they got the Fest beer, which is the 4% lighter one, right?
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, it can be warm during Fest season, too.
Sure. Well, it will continue to get warmer, too, as time passes.
Oh, you mean just like global warming?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, we're getting zany. So, we record in the attic, and then when it gets hot, me and Brad get loopy. I think that's what's going on here.
Drink 7% IPAs. The heat gets to you. The vapors.
It's like a weird sensation. It almost feels like some kind of strange ritual. You know?
Yeah.
I feel a little lightheaded, you know?
But then it's like this room that we're recording in, just for some behind the scenes, it's very cold then in the winter.
Mm.
So when we have recorded up here, we've had the little like space heater going. And it's,
that's true.
It's chillier.
That's true. Here. I do remember this now. Yeah. I don't want to think about that.
But then we're drinking stouts.
We're getting after it. We're hammered.
Right.
Feels good.
We're drinking Oktoberfest beers.
We do not care about the weather. We're getting sauced.
All right.
That is the one good thing about cold weather, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Do I drink more Oktoberfest? I think that's my question. Am I making this? I feel like I'm like, we're drinking this IPA. It's a good IPA. But I haven't felt like I had a beer this summer that like, changed my life. There wasn't a Bodum.
Bodum, when it came out, was the soundtrack of the summer. Yeah. You're like, this is undeniably the best beer I've had in a few summers.
Right.
Right. It kind of defined things.
And then Basement Party.
Basement Party can fall in that category.
I think that was last year.
Yeah.
So I haven't had like a beer that felt like this is the summer of 2022. So, and maybe that's why I'm like, all right. Maybe there's an Oktoberfest that fucking, this is the best one.
Yeah. Sketchbook has a very good Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Urban Chestnut, fantastic Oktoberfest. Just name a couple.
Metropolitan?
Yeah. Revs?
Say Fistmas?
Yeah, it's not Fistmas though. Is there a fist reference in Revs Oktoberfest? I think it's just Oktoberfest.
Yeah. I think most people just call it Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
There's less clever names for Oktoberfest beers.
It'll be good to it's much like the St. Patty's Day style, Irish dry stout, dry Irish stout. It's just like that.
Irish red.
It'll be good to try all the local ones and see who just really reigns supreme. Because right. Some of them stand out more than others.
Yeah, I think we will dive into them probably. I'm gonna say we'll probably start drinking them on the show maybe once September hits. So we got another month. September, I feel like, is a safe time. After Labor Day, you're really, like, allowed to drink them.
Yeah, let's keep the seasonality in place for that one. You know, we're already out of whack with stouts. Like, I don't think there is a stout season anymore. I think stouts are just do what they want. You come right. And drink them whenever you want.
So if that's the case, why don't you make Oktoberfest beers in April? Why can't I have, during St. Patrick's Day, have an Oktoberfest beer?
I mean, it's always been the most interesting version of a lager to me, right? That type of beer. But man, you know, it's named after the party, though. See, Oktoberfest is a party.
Yeah.
Like the oldest, biggest party in the world. So, you know, I'm okay with it just having it at that time, you know?
You were saying, but I enjoy Oktoberfest beers. I feel like they are like almost like the perfect what a beer should be. It should make you like it should fill you up. It should be comforting.
It should go great with food. It should go
great with food. And then it should get you a little drunk.
Yeah. And drinking it in an absurd amount at a time shouldn't be, right. It shouldn't, you shouldn't be frowned upon. It should be encouraged. Right.
It comes in like a great glass.
You know, I'm here for the fancy cup.
So
I'm here for it.
There's like not another beer. There's really not another style of beer that's like, well, Kolsch is, but that's like, they have to come in a stein. Mm-hmm. Like if you're drinking an Oktoberfest in like a tulip.
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, what are you stupid. Doing? Yeah.
No, it's true. What are you doing? Yeah, it's just like the, what do you call it? The one that comes in a copper cup.
Oh, a mule?
If you're drinking a Moscow Mule in a pint glass, you're just drinking lime and fucking rum,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just not, you need the cup. Or whatever the fuck's in a mule. You're not drinking a mule.
Yeah, you're not. It's not a mule anymore.
Right.
All right. I think our tangent has gone on long enough. Anything else before we get out of here?
Cheers to... Hot Butcher put up their sign.
At the old Half Acre spot.
Yeah. Firestone Walker's brewmaster, Matt Brendelson, won an award called the Order of the Hop.
Oh, man. Matt Brendelson's a great guy.
Yeah. So it's Matt's been around for 30 years. He won this international award reserved for the most accomplished leaders in the world of hops. So it's handed out by the International Hop Congress in Prague. So it's like a lifetime achievement award for people who like are ambassadors or leaders in the world of hops. That sounds pretty intense.
I was just thinking if you're someone that's like on the council, like, oh, I'm a council member of the International
Order of the Hops. That's a wild title right there, but it's a decoration for hop growers, merchants, breeders, and other personalities who grow, breed, process, and promote hops around the world. So, good job by him.
Nice. Yeah, congrats. Mac Brendelson often comes back to Chicago quite often because he has roots at Goose Island.
Yep.
Originally started there, and he was here often.
Yeah, right on.
Cheers to him. All right, let's get out of here.
Yeah, man.
Let's cool off a little bit. Where can people find you? Get in touch when we're not here.
Hey, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAD, Chicago Beer Pass, Twitter, Instagram. There's Reels. Nick's posting the Reels.
We're trying to step into others. The future is now.
Yeah. website chicagobeerpass.com. Episode can be posted there. And we'll be back next week with some Oktoberfest.
God. Take care. Cheers.